This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the State Department, overseas adoptions have dropped to their lowest level in 35 years. Medical device maker St. Jude Medical played down failure of some of its heart defibrillator batteries for years, from management down to its medical advisors, before finally recalling some last year. The FDA has now given the company 15 days to deal with these issues. The White House says it's canceling a contract with the website on visitor logs and financial and salary disclosures in a major move against transparency of government. Judge Wendell Griffith of Pulaski County Circuit Court issued a restraining order to block the 7 planned executions in Arkansas with a particular drug. The drug manufacturer also sued the state of Arkansas, saying they'd bought the drug under false pretenses. Fox News continues to be embroiled in problems relating to sexual harassment of women and the culture of the station, with ongoing investigations of Bill Riley and recent charges that his actions were also part of what drove Megyn Kelly from the station. Trump has already raised millions for his 2020 reelection effort in the earliest push ever. The Import-Export Bank, which was a conservative target in Congress in recent years, has now been reviewed by President Trump as a good thing, and he's appointed 2 former conservative congressmen to serve on the board. Demonstrators took the street on tax day in dozens of cities to demand that President Trump release his tax records. A number of workers in general merchandise stores have been laid off since October. About 89,000 Americans is greater than all of the people employed in the U.S. coal industry. India now has 3 cities with populations over 15 million, Mumbai, Delhi, and Kolkata. Conflicts of interest are abounding in the government now that Trump has eliminated an ethics provision that prohibits lobbyists from joining agencies they lobbied for 2 years. In a number of cases that have come to light, former lobbyists are holding the very positions that they formerly lobbied for businesses. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the KABF FM 88.3, www.kabf.org.